Another important element of tefillah is brought by the Rambam and the Menuchim towards the end. But the Rambam tells us that there are a category of commandments, of mitzvahs, whose reason is clearly evident. They aim at glorifying Hashem, and they tell us to do things that reinforce our belief in Hashem's greatness. One such mitzvah is the mitzvah to cry out to Hashem be'es tzara. Sound the trumpets, the chatzotzros, when we're in trouble. At the same time, we're also commanded to daven to pray to Hashem. This, and it's an idea the Rambam repeats also in the Mishnah Torah, firmly reinforces the true principle that Hashem notices our ways. Hashem can make our ways successful if we connect to Him. It can make things disastrous if we disobey Him. The Rambam emphasizes in numerous places that we absolutely have to believe that the things that happen to us in life are not the result of chances or accidents. Pasuk tells us in Parshas Bechukosai, "Im telchu imi bakeri," if you walk with me with chance. This means that when I bring troubles upon you as a punishment, you dismiss them. It's just mere chance. These things happen. Bad luck. Says the Rambam, if we do this, Hashem will send us more reminders of things that we consider chance, but they'll be even more serious and they'll be more severe. If we walk with Hashem with chance, thinking everything is with chance, then He'll walk with us with the fury of chance. This, says the Rambam, is because when people believe their troubles are a result of mere chance, they continue in their negative actions, their evil traits, their immoral actions. They don't abandon their ways. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah to daven to Him, to cry out to Him, be'es tzara, in a time of trouble. Because at the end of the day, the goal is connection. To realize and recognize that Hashem is all-powerful and not all-knowing. And that everything that happens to us in our lives is as a result of Hashem's decree. He's in control. If He's in control, then we've obviously got to go back to the source. Go back to the source of anything that might happen. To be able to connect. To be able to relate. Perhaps most importantly, to be able to listen. Because listening is at the heart of who we are as Jews. Shema Yisrael. Listening to Hashem's voice. In history. In nature. In our own lives. The hashkacha with which, the providence with which our lives are lived. And therefore the purpose of tefillah is to reinforce our emunah in Hashem, to deepen our awareness of His involvement in our lives. If we can sense His presence and feel His presence, it's so much easier to talk to Him. We become totally different people. We become people that live with a constant sense of God consciousness. Who live with the idea of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, I always place Hashem in front of me. Which says, the Ramah, quoting the Rambam himself from the Meron of Achim, is the goal of all mitzvahs, is to develop a constant sense of awareness of being in the presence of God. Tefillah is a heightened time. It's a time where we have a heightened consciousness, a heightened awareness of Hashem's involvement in our lives. And it's essential and crucial that we take advantage of every benefit that affords us.